Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Gingerbread Girl by Stephen King. Read by Mare Winningham.
One. Only fast running would do. After the baby died, Emily took up running. At first it was just down to the end of the driveway, where she would stand bent over with her hands clutching her legs just above the knees. Then to the end of the block. Then all the way to Cozy's Quick Pick at the bottom of the hill. There she would pick up bread or margarine, maybe a ho-ho or ring-ding if she could think of nothing else, and, for a while, stay-free maxi pads. At first she only walked back, but later she ran that way, too. By then the maxis had become minis. 4 months after the baby died, she gave those up, too. It was surprisingly hard. The pads had become a fetish, but they had to go, and did. Running was enough. Henry called the running a fetish, and she supposed he was right. "What does Dr. Steiner say about it?" he asked. "Dr. Steiner says run your ass off, get those endorphins going." She hadn't mentioned the running to Susan Steiner, hadn't even seen her since Amy's funeral. "She says she'll put it on a prescription pad if you want." Emily had always been able to bluff Henry, even after Amy died. "We can have another one," she had said, sitting beside